One of the larger demands of the Black Lives Matter movement is for cities to reduce the amount of money that goes towards police. In Minneapolis, the groups Black Visions Collective and Reclaim the Block are asking the city to reallocate $45 million from the police to health and safety programs. And city officials there have actually signaled that they're willing to consider it. And in Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti and some city council members are proposing to cut up to $150 million from the LAPD budget for the next fiscal year. Joining us now is L.A. City Council member Kieran Price. He was one of the members who introduced this proposal. And Mr. Price, before the protests, Mayor Garcetti was actually proposing an increase in funding for police. And you and the mayor are now proposing something different. Where would this money cut from police go to instead?
Well, let me just say, Tanya, we are in an extraordinary time, and it requires extraordinary action. You know, and I'm not just the council member representing the 9th District in the city of Los Angeles. I'm a 69-year-old black man, and so I've been sensitive to issues regarding racial justice really all my adult life. And so this is an exciting opportunity, an exciting window, when we have a chance to reallocate the resources in a way that can really make a difference. Our proposal is to have the police join in making the cuts that we're making all across the board with other city departments, and redirecting funds that can benefit the Black, Latino, and other underserved communities. These funds can be used, for example, to expand the community safety program. For example, the community safety partnership (CSP), which is an exciting collaboration between the police department and communities. Officers are assigned to certain areas. They are actually apply to be the officers in this area. They interact with the community, providing sports and leadership programs for the youth, really embedding themselves. We've had very successful projects in my district with this program. We should be expanding these programs all over our city.
$150 million, though, is a tiny fraction of the more than $1.8 billion that's allocated to the LAPD next year. Progressive activists say that really is a drop in the bucket. It's not substantial change. Your response to this?
Well, you know, I disagree. I think $150 million from the police, a total of $250 million in the city budget, is a significant start. Is it the end? No. But it's a beginning point, and it, you know, it gives the city of LA a chance again to demonstrate that it is a progressive, positive city looking forward, not just relying on what we've done in the past, but how can we move to the future? Now, you know, we're working closely with the police department to figure out where these cuts are going to come from. They're not going to be imposed unilaterally. I'm the vice chair of the budget committee. We're going to begin deliberations, in fact, next week. We're going to be talking about how we realign our resources to our goals for justice in our city.
I want to ask you about something else, though. LAPD's biggest police union, however, has criticized this proposal. They say your city council president is dehumanizing police officers. And these cuts will mean a cut of things like anti-bias and de-escalation training. It actually won't have the effect that you want. How do you respond to that?
Well, I disagree. I think we have to try. I certainly have been a friend and supportive of the police. You know, they play a unique and important role in our community. They certainly, the LAPD has certainly changed over the past 30 years. You know, it was once a very regressive, oppressive, occupying force. Now it is more of a community a resource. And so we think it's appropriate that we work closely with the department as we figure out how we can realign and reassign these funds. $100 million, for example, $100 million is roughly the amount that covers overtime for the police department for the year. You know, we know that, you know, there's not going to be the same pressure on overtime. Sporting events are not going to be going on. Concerts are not going to be going on. So there are going to be ways that we can make some cuts. We just got to be creative. Is there a cookie cutter a certain way? No, we don't know. This is all uncharted territory. But that's what makes it so exciting, that we can do this together in a way that demonstrates to our community that we're serious about issues around racial justice. We're serious about concerns about equality, and that we are hearing the demonstrations that are going on, not just in L.A., but all over this country and, in fact, all over the world.
That's L.A. Council Member Karen Price. Thank you so much.